Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, we are back. Everybody still walking into the room. Lots of development since we last spoke to you last. There's Eddie, the only one walking in. Eddie!
Hey, good morning!
We've been gone for a while, but we're very happy to be back. All the updates happening today.
Can I give a quick update?
No, well, you...
I gained 10 pounds over the break.
where's Lunchbox? Okay, lots of updates. Thanks for hanging out. We're back live today. We're happy to be here. We're glad you're here.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A guy named Rob Bliss. He figured out a way to use Amazon Prime to help the homeless. He uses the two-hour shipping service to send food and necessities directly to people living on the streets. So he'll go to homeless people and say, hey, what do you need? And then he says to Amazon, and exactly what to look for. And the courier goes and delivers it right to them. And so he said, quote, my hope is that people see this and realize their potential to help right away. And special thanks to Amazon's couriers, all whom delivered the packages with humanity and grace. So that's pretty cool. He's like, hey, you need a blanket? And he talks to Amazon Prime and they take the blanket. So I see you too. Rob Bliss, using technology for good. I see you.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we're all in here except for Amy. Amy is not in because she's with her kids. So we'll get an Amy update coming up in a bit. But Amy is not here. So Morgan number two will be doing Tell Me Something Good today. Can you handle that, Morgan number two?
Yeah,
We will guide you through it.
We'll help you.
We will walk you through it. So, but we're all here. We're back after the holidays.
Yeah.
How you feeling, Eddie?
A little heavier.
Yeah.
I ate a lot over the holidays, but I feel good.
How you feeling, Lunchbox?
Looking good.
Looking good. How you feeling, Ray?
Better than ever.
Ever. Yeah, yeah. We're all back. No Amy. We will get an update. Amy's got her kids. It's the whole thing's crazy. We'll talk to Amy coming up in a bit. But I just want to let you know that if you don't hear Amy's voice, that's why. And that we'll do Tell Me Something Good and Morgan number two will fill in today. So there you go. And now let's go over to Ray with the news.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond in weather news. It's going to continue to be cold in most of the country this week. 8 inches of snow expected in the Northeast. This weekend, it's supposed to warm up and get this Arctic blast out of here. In other news, tonight's Powerball drawing is for $440 million. Make sure you get your tickets. And finally, the college football championship. It's going to be in 5 days. Alabama versus Georgia.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Tell Me Something Good comes up in about 3 minutes or so. Amy's not here, so Morgan number two will fill in today. But Amy's not going to be here. And I don't know when. I don't even know if she's coming back. And I say that with full honesty. Huh. I think she probably will. But I've spent more time at her house. I know her son well. And he knows me well, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
So he gets excited to see me. Her daughter's a little older. And she just generally isn't excited to see me. Because she's not a boy.
Yeah.
And I don't understand 10-year-old girls that well, you know? So, we have our time.
Okay.
And me and her son really get along well. And so, then we play, and I used to take him a gift or something. And then I go and I talk to Amy and her husband. But I was over there a couple nights ago for 3.5 hours. And then...
Whoa.
They're good. And then, you know, he's 6... So then he'll come in and just like hide behind something and want to play hide and seek.
Okay.
You know, it'll start. But yeah, no, she has the kids. Like they're full 100% on.
Wow.
And it's kind of a culture shock to her more so. Not even about the two cultures, just her life.
Yeah.
It's a different life for her.
Like that.
And she thought it was going to be a little different, like it'd be a little easier.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
It got real quick.
It got, you guys all about the story.
I can't wait to hear it.
Huh.
Because the airport was awesome and we were all waiting for them. And then we went to Amy's house that night and had a big party. With just like really close friends, like 20 people there or so. But it was good. But that was the part that was like, woo, this could be amazing.
Woo-hoo!
Right. And then it got real.
And then the party ended and it got real.
Couple days later. Yeah. And now Amy will come on the show. We'll call her later. But I told her too. I said, I would not be surprised if you decided you just didn't want to come back.
Mm.
She will not be in this week. She will not be in next week. She will not be in. I mean, we're talking about.
Whoa.
I don't know when she. And I told her that. You just take time and figure out who you are.
Dang.
Because I don't need you here not feeling complete. Either way, at all or partly. Like, I'm a friend before I'm a coworker.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. It's crazy.
That's huge.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, so your positivity, the first one of the year, and Amy is not here, so filling in for Tell Me Something Good today is Morgan number two. Hey. All right, positivity time. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to go first. So this is pretty awesome. A bunch of truckers, they call themselves furry hobos and highway heroes. And what they do is they take animals back to their homes, like these lost animals. So instead of driving across the country anyway, they put them in their truck and they carry them to their town. And then the person meets up with them.
Hey, I get it. Furry hobos. I get it. That's pretty good.
They've reconnected over 400 dogs with people so far.
Wow.
So tell me something good. Story number one. Lunchbox, you're up.
Haley and Kyle were eating at Chick-fil-A in Kentucky when there's this homeless man that walks in and he has beat up shoes, holes in them. And Kyle says, man, I got to do something. Kyle walks up to him, takes off his boots, gives him his boots, and walks out. Gives him his boots off his own feet so the homeless man can have new shoes.
Look at that. Now, Morgan number two, first time ever. Are you ready over there?
I'm ready. Here
All
we
right.
go.
Tell me something good, Morgan number two.
All right, so this 54-year-old man was super in love, and he was going to do this big weekend for his first-time love ever. And instead of going to do that big weekend, he got called for jury duty.
Oh, no.
So,
what can happen next?
No, what's going to happen?
But luckily, the judge excused him from jury duty so he could spend the weekend.
Wow. Look at that. Good job. Team effort, too. Nice sell, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Woo. That's a good story, though. Tell me something good. There it is.
Tell me something good.
There we go. Good work.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
If you go to my Insta story, I didn't sleep last night. Maybe 30 minutes overall through the night, just because my schedule flips so hard. We're on vacation for 2.5 weeks. I start going to bed at 11, then midnight, then 1 a.m. Then before I know it, it's almost the sun's coming up. Like, that's my natural time to go to bed, is early in the morning. And so I might have fallen asleep about 2:45.
Oh.
Woke up about 3:15. But I just spent a lot of time on my Insta story doing songs and my pecs. Like, I was laying in my bed. I was so bored. Take a look whenever you get a minute. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. But I was doing that. I mean, I was doing everything just to stay. But I was going crazy last night. I just could not go to sleep. I watched The Crown. I'm in season two of The Crown.
It's good, huh?
Pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's very. The only reason I'm staying with it is because the history.
Yeah,
part
it's
of it.
Cool.
I Google everything afterward. And so The Crown is on Netflix, and it's really the story about the monarch. And it's Queen Elizabeth from when she's a kid all the way till now. But what's crazy is Queen Elizabeth was never supposed to be the queen. And I didn't know this because I don't give a flying crap about the King of England, Queen of England, none of that. But when you watch it, you realize her uncle was the king, and he met a girl who was basically like a Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian in America. She was a socialite. And her uncle was the king, and he met this girl. But since she was divorced a couple of times, like, some of this stuff may be wrong, she couldn't marry him. They couldn't marry each other. So he left. He abdicated the throne for her and moved to America. He gave up being the king, and he had no kids, so his brother became the king. And his brother's oldest daughter was Queen Elizabeth. So Queen Elizabeth was never supposed to be the queen because her uncle was not her. Her uncle was the king. So I didn't know that. And the dude basically gave up being the king of England for Paris Hilton.
Pretty crazy.
Which blew my mind. And I don't know how it ends. I don't know if they stay together forever because I'm not done. Now I'm avoiding history because I don't want to ruin a storyline. Like, I'm avoiding looking at what happened in real life history because I don't want to see what happens at the end of the show. But I'm in season two of The Crown. I watched a bunch of shows. I traveled a lot, so I just downloaded shows. And did you watch my...
I'm watching it right now. This is ridiculous.
What, my Insta story?
Yeah, you are making your pecs move right now.
I'm Listen. Doing songs.
You're so dumb. Dude, you were up all night.
All
What's
night.
Wrong with you?
All night long. As Lionel would say, all night long. So, yeah, there's that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So, PETA is blasting Luke Bryan for giving his wife 2 kangaroos for Christmas. If you saw the Instagram video, Luke had a bag, and he gave it to his wife, Caroline, and she opened it, and there were 2 baby kangaroos. And PETA's upset, and says they're ready to help Luke right this wrong and move these vulnerable marsupials to a reputable sanctuary. That's a lot of big words. Brothers Osborne will drop a new single this Friday called Shoot Me Straight. New music from Brothers Osborne, which is pretty exciting. And it'll come out Friday. The record we don't know about, but here's a clip of the song that comes out Friday. Here we go.
So move, go on, make it burn all the way down.
Yeah.
Lay my 6 foot 4 inches out on the ground. Yeah, tomorrow I'll have me a heart hangover and one hell of a heartache. So pour it all by the shot of whiskey.
There you go. I'm Bobby filling in for Amy. That's your skinny. Yep.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Philadelphia. A 36-year-old man saw some tires he wanted on a car, and he's like, oh, I think I'm going to go ahead and steal those. So he jacked up the car, started taking the wheels off. Car fell on him, and he had to...
Whoa.
He had to scream for help.
Oh, no.
So they had to call 911, and they arrested him, but he's in the hospital.
Oh, got him.
Oh, it's called karma. Get it? Car.
I bet that's in the article. There's no way he made that up. Check the article.
It's in the article.
Okay,
the article.
That's what I thought. He wasn't even giving credit to somebody else.
Yeah. It's such a fake.
Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Come on, Bobby.
Back live today. The big news is Amy's kids are here in America. They've been here for a few weeks. Amy's not here today. She's still in America, but she's not here. She won't be here today. We'll talk to her next hour, but she won't be back this week. Probably not next week. We'll have to figure out what to do without her. But at the airport, I was there. A lot of us were there waiting on her because they were in Haiti. Then they flew to Miami, and then they flew to Nashville. And this is them when they have her son, her daughter, which they were in the adoption process for 5 years. 5 years. And this is just some audio of when they were at the airport walking through. And so her son loves Justin Bieber, baby, and that's why that song's playing in the background. They had it on a speaker. We had signs up. I was in Hawaii, because I went to Hawaii, which we'll talk about later. But I went to Hawaii, and I was just working on finishing this book, and it was warm. And I went by myself, and Amy said, we're coming back sooner than I thought. So I had to jump on a plane and try to kind of jig back and forth and get back to Nashville. And that's not an easy thing to do. So I had to like take two different airlines,
fly.
I wasn't going to miss it, and I wasn't coming back here. I was going to go and stay in Texas, because I wasn't going to... It's cold.
Yeah. I feel like you just made it on time.
Oh, I flew in, because I flew to California and flew all the way overnight, and 3 hours later, they were here.
Crazy.
It was crazy. But I want money, too. Who's got the money?
What?
Hey, Ray.
Oh, no. He did.
Do you have the money?
Yeah.
Did you hit that date? You knew.
Yeah.
You had to have known.
I would say that I would have bet on that, too, if I hadn't picked other days way after. I picked two other days weeks later.
How much did you win?
I don't know.
You won 110, and people still have to pay. Here's 80.
What? Who hasn't paid? You can't let...
Al Bizzle.
Okay, I need the 30 bucks a day, because he won't pay.
There's 80. You hit December 20th is when they're in Miami.
Okay, you're the bouncer for the money.
Yeah, you're the bookie, dude. You have to collect.
All right, thank you. But, like, this is mostly just my money.
Cannot believe you won. No, there's 20 bucks of mine.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I bought so many days. So, yeah, so they're back. Amy's back, and we went and had a party at her house that night. You guys weren't there. We weren't there,
and
no,
I felt
out of town.
Really bad. I texted her and said, I'm sorry, I'm on my way to Texas. I'm not going to make it. Wish I could be there. But how many people showed up? Because I felt like...
To our party at the house?
No, to the airport.
A lot. Probably 40.
That was amazing.
It was crazy. So at the airport, and there's people flying in, too. Because I had to fly. Again, I cut my vacation short because there was no way I was going to miss Amy with her kids. It wouldn't matter where I was. I was coming back. I had the flexibility. I don't need kids.
Yeah, right.
I had kids. So but Phillips from Little Big Town was there.
He was there?
Yeah, because Amy. I mean,
yeah, no, but so many people follow this.
We're friends with Phillip on a personal level, probably more than the others. Amy and Philip's wife are really close.
Okay.
So they were there. I mean, it was everybody you could think of, really. Except for you two.
I know. And
hey, some of us were out of town. What can we do? We couldn't make it.
I know.
I felt bad. I watched the video. Mike D was there.
Yeah.
Hey, I know. I watched it live. It was just like, man, why? And I just told Amy, too, I'm going to be there. I will be there 100%.
Well, you didn't 100% it.
Wow, I didn't 100% it.
At night, we all went over to our house, and it was probably 30 people. It was all close. I didn't feel awkward.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm not a party guy. I hate small talk. But it was very close friends. And these kids, they came from an orphanage in Haiti, and they come to America, and there are people greeting them at the airport. Ah! And then they go to their house.
Yeah.
And it's,
They're like the Beatles.
They just think every day in America is going to be an awesome party. Food, music. And so it's all close friends. And some of our close friends are musicians. So everybody's pulling out guitars.
I saw y'all had a jam session.
I was trying not to be a part of it. I don't want to be part of anything musical when real music people.
Sure.
So, but Eric Paslay was there.
Yeah. And he has to play.
And he wrote Barefoot Blue Jean Night, the Jake Owen thing.
Yeah.
So he plays Barefoot Blue Jean Night. And Steve Mokler was there. And Steve Mokler's an artist. And Steve played Miley Cyrus' Party in the USA.
Nice.
And Walker Hayes was there. And Walker played Justin Bieber, Baby, right? And two of his kids sang with him. And Amy's kids sang. And then we did Namaste because his kids wanted to sing Namaste.
Right.
It was fun. It was good. So, and Amy's now in the real world now. And we'll talk to our next hour. But yeah, she has two kids. And I've been to her house a bunch since just to go by and kind of be seen and in the kids' lives a little bit.
What do they call you? They call you something like Uncle Bobby?
Just Bobby. I don't want to be called Uncle Bobby.
Okay.
That feels creepy.
Yeah. Anything with Uncle.
I never want to be called Uncle. Uncle anything.
Yeah. They always get a bad rap.
They do. I don't. If I grow a single mustache
and be called Uncle,
you can call me Uncle Bobby. But until then, let's just Uncle Bob.
Okay.
Until then, let's not. So, but that's how it went down a little bit. But we'll let Amy talk a little later too. So a guy was ready for New Year's, and he put the champagne bottle between his legs. And so he was trying to pull the top of it off. You know, it's boom. And
yeah, the cork.
And so he squeezes his legs on it, starts pulling as hard as he can, and the bottle exploded in between his legs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The glass goes everywhere.
Oh.
It went into his artery.
Oh.
Yeah. He's in critical condition. And
no way.
Whoa. The bottle just went boom. The doctors say that champagne injuries peak hard. One, because lots of people are drinking champagne during New Year's. And two, powerful corks. And when you get a lot of people that aren't familiar with powerful corks, and they're messing up powerful corks, the bottle exploded between his legs. He's lucky. I don't know if it hurt his man stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty close if it's between his legs.
But it shot into it.
Dang.
I saw a video on Instagram of a girl pulling out the top of a cork, and she's like, the new year, and it goes boom, it shoots it right in the face. Anybody else see that? You see that? Did you laugh hard? I shouldn't. That's not funny anymore. I laugh so hard. The Bobby Bones Show. We're talking about New Year's Eve, and the guy is pulling the cork off a champagne bottle, and the whole thing explodes. He's in the hospital. Fireworks explode inside of a car in Houston. Cars packed full of fireworks for New Year's Eve. And someone walks up and throws a lit firework into the car, and the car explodes because the fireworks are shooting off inside the car. Here's some audio. That's inside a car.
Yeah, the trunk.
That's not Ryan Seacrest going, here it is. That's inside a car.
Yeah.
And these people are loving it. They shouldn't love it that much. They should be.
They should be running away.
The fireworks burnt and destroyed the entire interior of the Dodge Charger. Fire scene smoke. I shouldn't be so entertained by it, but because I knew nobody was hurt and the car wasn't going to explode, I was laughing like that person was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sure. And we're watching in video. We're not there.
Yeah. Turn. Man, New Year's Eve was a huge party for everyone but me. Bobby Bones Show. Darius Rucker texted me last night, said, I'm watching Black Mirror because I was reading your tweets. I said, how you like it? He goes, man, this is messed up. Black Mirror is a show on Netflix. It's basically the new Twilight Zone. And it, you watch a season, but none of the episodes have anything to do with each other.
Yeah.
I said, have you watched White Bear yet?
That one's crazy.
From one of the early ones. He's like, no. He thought this was season one. Oh. They just started on season 4. Yeah, Netflix, you just push start, search on the new season.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's getting into that.
That's crazy stuff, dude.
That Black Mirror.
I can't do it.
I watched that, and I watched The Crown, which I'm not done with, and I watched Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
That Handmaid's Tale may be one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Are you serious?
It's in the future. I like post-apocalyptic shows where you have to figure out what's happening with life after it all shuts down. It's really dark, and I wouldn't recommend it to anybody because I wouldn't want them coming back going, I can't believe you made me watch that because okay. It's really dark. But it's good. So I watched that mostly on vacation when I would take a break from vacationing. I'm not much of a vacationer.
Yeah.
In Hawaii.
I bet that was tough for you. Watching Netflix in Hawaii. You're, like, I don't know anyone else like you.
I worked probably 60% of the time. Watched TV in the room, friends on TBS, okay. Or shows.
Did you 20%. At least keep the windows open, like, to see that you were in Hawaii, to
a
see the ocean?
A little bit, because okay. I was on the beach, but I was by myself, and I did things, because my therapist said, hey, every day go out and do a couple things that you wouldn't normally do. I did some stupid stuff. Once, I'll tell you one story. I got off the elevator, and I went to my room, and I was like, I couldn't get in my room, because you know sometimes your key in a hotel, if it gets near your credit card,
oh yeah, the demagnetizes.
You'll lose the magnet.
Yes.
So, it won't beep on the door, and it's so frustrating because you're at your room. My hotel was on like the 15th floor, my room was. And you know, you get up the elevator and you just walk right to your room.
Yeah.
It's muscle memory after about the third day.
Yes.
So I'm at the, and I'm, and all of a sudden I hear someone inside my room. I know. So I'm like, oh, someone's in my room, freaking out. I'm like, oh my goodness. And they come and they open the door and they're like, excuse me. And it was like a woman in like her 40s
you're
in
like,
normal
hello.
Clothes. And there's, then there was a kid behind her running around.
Oh.
I was on the wrong floor. I got off the elevator just because it opened. You know, sometimes it just opens, you just walk off.
Yeah.
You think, yes. Well, this must be my floor.
They got you.
And I walked right off, muscle memory, right to that spot. I was on like the 7th floor. She had to be like, what? And I was like, sorry, wrong room. Yeah. Ran right back to the elevator.
Yeah.
It was not.
You probably called security right after that.
Not a pleasant thing. It scared the crap out of me too, man. I have a lot of those stories. Yeah, when I saw that kid behind her, I knew something went awry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That kid looked like you?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
He did not.
Okay, wrong floor then.
Yeah, I believe sure. He was an Asian kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Hawaii does that, because it's right in between America and Japan,
it
I think.
It does that? What do
well,
you mean?
No, it's Hawaii's crazy. Did you notice this when you're in Hawaii, that at night all the Asians are up shopping, and during the day all the Americans are out?
Well, it's just because their clocks are different.
Yeah, and that's like where we meet. Like, on the other side of Hawaii is Asia, and it's America on the other side, and but we
it's
live
the
different
closest
clocks.
To the Pacific.
Yeah.
Yes, but David, yes, stop it.
Okay.
Stop yeah, it. Yeah. Stop while you're
checking to
Eddie.
See if you notice that.
Never gonna get it. According to a recent survey, this is the number one thing people wish they could write off on their tax return. Eddie?
I got it. Netflix.
Ooh.
Give me that write-off in the bill.
Oh, really? No, not it. Lunchbox.
It's easy. Bar tab.
No. Let's see. What do you have, Mike in Jackson, Mississippi?
How you doing?
Good, buddy. What do you think it is?
I think it's going to be the gas you put in your car to go to work.
I think you can in some instances, huh?
Yeah.
If you're driving?
Yeah, like if it's a work
if
vehicle.
It's a work, yeah. Or if you're driving your own vehicle for work specifically.
Get out.
Yeah, if you're doing deliveries.
Mm.
But no, that's not it, Mike. Sorry, buddy.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing, by the way?
I'm doing wonderful, man.
Yeah,
back to work after being a week off on vacation.
Did you come back today for the first time or Monday or Tuesday?
It was yesterday, actually, yesterday morning.
Well, I appreciate you listening to us, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks, dude. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day. Allison, you want to take a shot at this? What do you think it is, Allison, the number one thing?
Food or eating out?
Eating out, she says. No. That is not it.
That'd
Thank
be
you
nice,
for calling.
Too.
It would be. The answer is Starbucks coffee.
Oh.
Nobody got it. Not this time. This is a Bobby Bone show. Bobby Bone. Did you see the guy in Jeopardy yesterday?
No.
Hilarious.
So he goes on and they ask him a question. It's one of those where you have to put the two answers together. So here.
A song by Coolio from Dangerous Minds goes back in time to become a 1667 John Milton classic. Nick.
What is Gangster's Paradise Lost?
Yes.
Okay, so he combined the two answers, Gangsters, Paradise, and Paradise Lost.
Okay.
So there you go. He gets the money. Then they come back later on the show.
Our judges have reevaluated one of your responses a few moments ago, Nick. You said Gangsters instead of Gangstas on that song by Coolio. So we take $3,200 away from you. So you are now in second place. Lisa, you have the lead.
Big swing! Nerdy white dude. He looks like me up there.
I like, is it Gangsters Paradise?
Apostrophe S.
I felt like his nerd accent could have been the reason he said it wrong, not him just knowing the answer wrong.
Oh!
But they said they defined it two different ways. The Jeopardy website says gangsta and gangster have two separate definitions, and they couldn't accept that. Yeah?
What's the real title?
Gangsta.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's the right answer.
But gangster, when you're nerdy, is the accent. You know? Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my 10 in my hand and a gleam in my eye. He ended up with $15,000. He didn't win. He didn't win, right? Think he didn't win?
15 grand, it's not bad.
Do you get to keep that money?
Yeah.
Not if you get second place.
Really?
He may have been a returning
maybe
champion.
Maybe he won that game, but luckily it didn't cost him the win. He ended up with $15,000, and he won by $400, but he did not win last night. I guess he didn't.
Why would you go on a game show if you're not going to win?
He tried to win.
Yeah, but the second place should take all the money.
No, that's not how it works. Oh. No, you don't get all the money. No Amy today, so I'm doing the skinny. Bobby
Bones. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Luke Bryan's new single is Most People Are Good.
I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights.
He said he hopes people will believe in people again. That's why the song is a single.
I like that.
There you go. He also bought his wife two kangaroos for Christmas. I was watching his Instagram, and so it starts at a weird angle because he's in pajamas and you can see his...
Uh-oh.
Did you see the video?
No, I have not seen that. Now I don't know if I want to
go see it. Go look at it because maybe I'm the only one who saw it. But you don't see, you just see the pajama. Yeah. But then he hands his wife a little bag and she opens it and it's got two kangaroos in it. And now Pete is upset in. And they're like, we'll take them back and we'll put them in a good place.
He's going to take them back.
No. Pete said that.
Oh, that's what they're saying. So what's he going to do?
He'll probably keep them.
Yeah.
I believe most people are good.
So that's Luke's new song, Brothers Osborne. They have a new song coming out Friday called Shoot Me Straight. This is a clip of that new Brothers Osborne that's coming out.
It's your move, go on, make it burn, hold the way down. Lay my 6'4" out on the ground. Yeah, tomorrow I'll have me a heart hangover and one hell of a heartache. So pour it on. Shoot me straight.
One of my buddies wrote the song with them. It's a good song. It's from the new record. Hey, do I have the song? Is this the full song?
Yeah.
How do I have it?
It's already in the system.
Oh, it is? Is it up?
Yeah.
Is it up to like download and stream?
Heck yeah.
I don't think it is, Ray.
You download it Friday.
If we have it in our system, I don't know.
No, I don't think you're right. Like, shouldn't be so for sure about something if you don't know.
We never have access to stuff until it's ready to rock and roll. And we
Morgan, number one.
It's available for download Friday.
Yeah, I didn't think it was available today.
It's available to play.
Okay, go to iTunes or Apple Music or Spotify. It's not up till Friday. Hey, do me a favor, and just before you give things with absolute definition, like, look it up.
I thought you were just talking about playing it. I didn't know the specific.
Oh,
word.
Stop it.
He's going back now.
This is the new Brothers Osborne song. That's what we have to get on Lunchbox all the time.
Give me that look that lit me down easy smile. Don't act like I couldn't see you coming for 100 miles. Don't try to find a perfect words. Can't take the pain out of the hurt. Hit me hard, baby, I can take it. It's your move, go on and make it. Make it burn. Down. Lay my 6'4" out on the ground. Yeah, tomorrow I'll have me a heart hangover and one hell of a heartache. So pour it all my shot of whiskey and shoot me straight.
Yeah, we're supposed to have this.
Ooh.
It's a jam. So it ain't good. My fault it was a jam.
I got some friends who love to go away somehow.
Yeah, I better not play all of it because I don't know if I'm supposed to have it.
That's good, man.
Of course, it's the jam. They're awesome. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, and Bobby Bones Show.
So now that it's 2018, here's some state laws that went into effect. In South Carolina, residents can no longer own exotic pets like Siberian tigers, apes, or polar bears. Because you could.
Wow.
But 2018, no.
Who would have known?
In Illinois, judges will start considering the welfare of cats, dogs, and other pets during custody disputes and divorces.
Wow.
That's part of the law now. In Florida, parents who are not married have to do homework. They're required to submit a shared parenting time plan to the courts.
I like that.
And then in Tennessee, barbers can now make house calls. Until now, in Tennessee, barbers could only visit sick clients. Now, barbers can literally take their business to houses.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, that's got to be the next thing, right?
Yeah.
Because everything can be delivered to you. Amazon, food.
Massages.
I always worry, because these guys come to my house to deliver this Uber Eats. And if you don't have Uber where you live, Uber's amazing. You get in the car, they take you somewhere. You don't have to pay them. It just goes on your phone, like magically. Money comes from somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where it comes from. It's like Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's not real money. Yeah. I just take all the rides. It doesn't matter. So Uber, you get in, it takes you somewhere. Uber Eats is like the same people, but they are going to pick up the food and bring it to you. And they just hand it to you and away they go. So I Uber Eats all the time. But I feel like if I don't tip them after they leave, they tell their friends where I live and they come rob me.
Ooh.
And it hasn't happened because I always tip them.
Yes.
But I feel like as soon as I don't, like when I open the door to take the food, they always look in.
Oh, look and see what's in there. And How big is that TV?
And I think they're just sizing it up. Or if I don't leave a tip afterward, they send one of their buddies over and they rob me.
So you recommend everyone just leave a little tip.
Especially on Uber Eats because they know where you live.
Ooh.
Like Uber, they don't always know where you live.
Yeah.
Uber from work a lot.
And you can get dropped off wherever you want.
Wherever you want.
Yeah.
So I tell you, my neighborhood, not the best neighborhood. And as I was gone, I was in Hawaii, my Jeep got broken into.
I saw that.
Yeah.
What happened? Like, they just ripped it?
And they tried to crowbar the glove box because it has a lock on it.
Yeah.
And so, if you're smart, you don't leave stuff in a Jeep anyway.
Correct.
Because a Jeep, basically a motorcycle. It's like stealing a helmet off a motorcycle.
They left on the handlebar?
It's not that hard to do. So, it's not that hard to get into a Jeep. Right. So they busted out my Jeep. There was nothing to take.
That stinks.
But there's some damage inside the Jeep. Not only that, I had packages stolen from Amazon that they had dropped off.
No way.
Because I kept wondering. They're like, two packages. Where are these things? And it turns out they were stolen.
I mean, the nerve to go up to someone's house and take a package.
Yeah, I had to get different cameras because I have cameras in my house. Yeah. But what happens is you have to... An alarm has to go off for it to start recording, or it did. Now, they record all the time.
Good.
Into DVR. I wish I'd had it, but I wouldn't have put it on the internet because then people would know where I lived.
Well, that's true.
Because I'd love to shame a thief. Don't get me wrong. I'm totally into shaming a thief, but yeah, so I got my Amazon stuff stolen, my Jeep broken into when I was in Hawaii. And that's where I ended up going. And I was giving you guys clues the whole time as you were guessing.
I guessed it.
No, you just love Hawaii. You're hoping for you.
I do.
But I was playing this song the whole time.
I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, the Hawaiian.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
So I went to Hawaii and I went by myself and flew down there. And I worked. I wrote my book and tried to finish it. And I think I'm done. But I spent a few days down there and I've been going to a therapist. You know, I have some psychiatry issues.
Mm-hmm. For how long?
Well, I spent years
for
a while. But this time I've been going for a couple of months. I really broke after the Vegas shooting. So I started going back. And so I've been going. And he said, hey, you should go. And my first time to a male therapist too, ever.
It's a big step.
I only go to females. I only feel comfortable with females.
Yeah. You grew up with females.
Grew up. All the people close to me that have any sort of authority, I put females in all those places because I trust females more than men.
It's so interesting.
So it's the first guy I've been to, and he said, hey, when you go to Hawaii, you're by yourself. Go out every day and do something different. Do something new, even by yourself. He said, just go force yourself to do something. And I said, okay. And so I go out, and the first day I go out, and I get one of these stand-up paddle boards.
Yeah!
I don't know anything about the ocean. I grew up on lakes.
Here we go.
I don't know anything about the ocean. So I go out, and I get a stand-up paddle board. And I've seen people stand-up paddle board before. It looks pretty easy.
Yeah, simple.
Get on there and stand up and take a little paddle and just... Well, I'd never seen it on the ocean before.
So yeah, the ocean moves.
I get out there and I'm wiping out. Like every 8 seconds, boom!
Ugh.
And it hurts. After a while, it hurts.
Yeah.
And so I just can't stay up on it. And I text Kip Moore.
Yeah, the pro.
Yeah, so I say, hey, what's the key? He said, surfing? I said, no, stand up paddleboarding. So I think he thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not joking. He said, just be an athlete. He said, just let your body, just be an athlete. Like, just let it hit. So, okay. So I get up on the board, and I'm doing okay, but I can't really stand up. And I have that, so the board doesn't go away. You strap that cord on you.
Yes, leash.
So when you wipe out, you put the leash, right. So I started to look around, and I see other people. I'm like, okay, I can't stay on this board long enough. I start looking at other people. And they're wearing the leash, too.
Uh-huh.
Except they're wearing it on their ankles. I was wearing it on my wrist.
Oh, no, no. Bones, come on, dude.
I didn't know, dude.
Come on.
So when I wear it on my wrist, it didn't give me enough room. So I was like pulling me forward.
How embarrassing would it be?
I was humiliated. Because I know I was in the shallow end with all the kids. And I had the leash. You're supposed to put the leash on your ankle.
Yes,
you Velcro it. So the board doesn't go away. I had it on my wrist.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was standing up with it. So you saw the cable.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, so I never really got up.
You're getting the paddle stuck on the leash.
Yeah, no, it was in the way. I was trying to paddle, and the rubber thing was
wrong with you.
So I never really got up.
You never got to ride a wave?
No, not.
Oh.
And I'd wiped out, so my face hurt from nailing the water. I had salt all on my throat. I'm just not a water. That whole beach thing?
Yeah, dude, the beach.
That's not for me. Salt life.
Yeah, that's not for me.
I cannot believe it. You didn't like it at all.
I don't like the beach or the ocean, really.
Did you feel like Hawaii was like heaven on earth?
No. I don't like the beach.
God, dude, that's crazy.
I'd rather just stay in my room and watch Netflix and go out and lay in the sand.
I get laying on the sand. That gets boring. But man, you didn't like it out in the ocean?
No, not really. And I always wondered if there were like stingrays or coral on the ground. It's just not for me.
Pretty girls out there?
No.
No?
I don't know. Man. I wouldn't even look because... Wanted to have my glasses on the water. This is the truth, because I'm by myself,
you're
right?
You're so embarrassing right now.
I didn't want to look because I couldn't tell ages, because I couldn't see.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
And I don't want to...
be staring at the wrong age.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
So smart. I just didn't look at all. When I was on the... I kept my head down.
That's funny.
Amy's on the phone. She's not here today. She's at home, and she's with us now. Are you home, by the way?
Hey. Yeah, I'm home.
Yeah. What's happening in your life right now at 21 after here in the morning? Like, what's happening right now?
We're sitting here with my son. He's eating a banana.
You're sitting there with what?
My son.
Oh, your son. I thought you said your friend. I was like, dang, you guys gelled quickly. She's now our buddies. Okay, so you're with your son. He's eating a banana, okay?
Yeah, and he keeps... So my husband had to go take our car in early this morning. So normally he's here when he wakes up, and he's not. So he sees me on the phone, and he keeps pointing at the phone, and he's like, dad. So he thinks dad's on the phone right now.
No, tell him it's Bobby.
Dad, it's Bobby.
Bobby?
Yeah. You want to say hi?
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
What up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good today.
Yeah?
He said I'm good today.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Hey, so...
Well, he also has a mouthful of bananas, so I didn't know if you could understand him.
Oh, yeah, we got it. Let me ask you a few questions that I know the answers to, but I think listeners are waiting to hear from you. So, as we were gone, we were away, and you brought the kids back with you to America. Were there any hiccups over there where you almost didn't get to bring them back, or was it pretty easy?
Yeah, no, I mean, there was, like, the day we were planning on leaving, we had flights booked, and we were on our way to the airport. Well, pretty much, yeah. And then there was, like, one document we needed, and we were told it was done, like, 24 hours before that. That's why we booked our flights. And then, like, in true Haitian fashion, it wasn't done. And we were literally at the office, this, like, Haitian government office, trying to get it signed while we were on our way to the airport. Like, if we didn't get it signed, we were just going to have to, like, cancel our flight. And we almost didn't... You have to get to the airport, like, 2 hours early. And then there was traffic, so we almost didn't even make it to the airport. The fact that we got it is crazy.
Did you cry and freak out, or were you just taking it in?
No, I try to be cool, calm, and collected. I try to work my magic at this office. I had been there 2 years ago and met this one guy, and he walked in, and his name is Guillaume. And I hadn't seen him in 2 years, but for whatever reason, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Guillaume. And he walked in, and I was like, are you Guillaume? And he was shocked that I remembered who he was. And then I said, I met you 2 years ago at this time. And I started kind of like
talking with them, like working my magic.
Oh my goodness. So they signed the paper.
He said, when's your flight? I said, our flight is at 6:45 p.m. We have to be at the airport at 4:45, and it's like 4:15. And he said, 1 minute, sit down. And my husband and I sit down, and we're like, tick-tock, tick-tock. And then he came back with the signed document. It was amazing.
So you get here, and the airport was loaded with people. We were all waiting on you with signs and music. How'd that feel?
Oh, it was crazy. It's almost like one of those things where I go back and watch videos that other people posted and that you posted and pictures. Like, to me, it's almost like, you know, they say on your wedding day, you don't really remember. It just seems like a dream. That's what it feels like. But I'm so glad that y'all took videos and took pictures, because we get to go back and watch them and be like, my son likes to watch them too, and my daughter, and they're like, whoa, like, what are all these people? But it'll be important to have those to look back on too, to show them, like, you're loved. Like, the main thing right now is making sure they know that they're safe here and that they're loved. And so that was a really warm welcoming.
Amy's on the phone right now. She's at her house with her kids. And so how are they?
They're as good as to be expected. Our son is a little bit younger, so he's kind of just, you know, more go with the flow. Our daughter's 10, so there's processing. All of this is to be expected. You know, it's a transition, and we're just trying to do our best to make sure that they make it through this. I mean, there's high times, there's low times, and but we're just trying to do our best to be there for them, so that way they know, like, this is a safe place for them. You know,
do they know that this is home now?
I think we're still working through that. This is like legit, you know, permanent. I mean, they always knew they were coming here, but it's one thing to hear that and kind of think that, and then actually be here and be like, oh, wait a second, are y'all ever dropping us off back at the orphanage? Because we've done that for so long. So we're just, you know, that's, you know, for our daughter that's 10, that's a lot of her life that was there. And so, yeah, we met with a Haitian woman here that lives here in Nashville last weekend, and she speaks Creole and explained a lot to them, and I think it brought them a lot of comfort and kind of for sure understanding that we're their parents and we're here for the long haul and we love them, and this is their new home.
Have you cried more happy tears or frustrated tears?
I mean, my husband and I were doing like an over under thing at some point, like, I think just a mixture. And it's not necessarily frustrating. It's just, sometimes it's just hard. And I'm sure any new mom can attest to that, whether you're bringing in adopted children that are going through some transitioning, or you've got a newborn baby that's crying and you don't know why. And so then you just, like, throw your hands up and cry sometimes. So,
you know, that's a good point that you make about that, because your son doesn't speak that good English, almost none.
Okay.
So unless he can't really tell you in so many words.
Yeah.
Like his specific emotion or specific thought.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah, totally. I mean, we're working through it. They understand a lot more English than I thought. I knew they did. Even my daughter, for sure. Like, she totally is sandbagging on us a little bit. She totally is in the know. And, you know, she's 10, so she's got some sass, and then, which I love. I love that about her personality. But sometimes I'm like, I know you know what I'm talking about.
She acts like she doesn't. Is he still near you?
Yeah, he's right here.
Put him on real quick for 1 second.
Okay. Stevenson. It's Bobby.
Hey,
Bobby.
Hey, buddy. Hey, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, did your mom let you see that video game I bought you?
Yes.
Did you play it?
Yes.
Amy,
I thought she had sleep.
Wait, what?
No, the video game. You get to play it?
Yes. Did you play?
What? Video game play.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Aime. I'll let you get back to it.
He still had the phone. What?
I'll let you get back to it.
He's smiling really big. What did you say to him?
I didn't say anything.
Did you offer him more games?
don't worry about what we talk about. You know?
You have to tell his mom, dude.
No. Hey, there's Aime. Good to talk to you. I'll let you get back to being a mom.
Okay,
there's Aime. Welcome back. I have lots of stories to tell you. Hold on.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A hiker fell 50 feet, had to be rescued 12 hours later. It was in Kentucky. She slipped and fell from a 50-foot height. A couple had stopped to take a picture where she fell and heard someone going, oh, from below the cliff. She was there overnight in 9 degrees. The wind chill was -6. And she's okay. She's not great, but she's gonna bounce back. Why would you go hiking by yourself when it's that cold?
Somebody just seeking adventure. Like, that's a little too much.
That's
though.
A little too much.
Wow. I always wonder, like, what you're thinking when you're down there and, like, I'm never gonna be found.
Oh, I'm never gonna, yeah. I'm
like,
gonna
die. This is how I die.
I'm gonna die. Yep.
Jeez Louise.
That's it. I was reading this story about how you should cover up your webcam with your sticker all the time.
Saw that.
Did you see the story?
Yeah, I did.
It blew my mind because I know that webcams can be accessed by hackers. I see it on the TV shows. You know? I watch Mr. Robot.
Sure.
I see what happens when hackers get in. I figure somebody's watching me at all times.
Snowden?
Yes.
Yep.
Someone's probably watching me. If you were to record me from my webcam, you're going to get me picking my nose.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Like, what are they going to do with me? Picking my nose?
But people are recording and they're using the evidence that they catch on webcams if people are like doing stuff to, you know.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Yes. And they're blackmailing people.
Yes. I thought it was interesting that it wasn't that much. Like, the ransoms that they were asking for was like $150.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. And that's realistic. Like, if you were caught doing something for $150, it's yours.
They have this dark web that I don't know how to get on. I don't know what.
You don't have a login
dark
password?
Darkweb.com. I don't want to look at that up. But has anybody ever been on the dark web?
Mike D, probably.
Yeah, I don't know what that
he
is.
He lives on it. So people brag about it. I was reading this story about how they go and they talk about how they're able to hack webcams all the time. That's creepy, though.
So creepy.
That it's really a thing. They also say to take your computer and shut it down once a day because your computer just stores all your RAM. And until you shut it down, it just keeps it all inside your computer.
Now, you don't shut down your computer ever, right?
I do since I read that story.
Oh. Now you turn it off.
I do it every day because I didn't know it was just keeping it all alive in there. And so until you shut it down, all your random access memory apparently still stays in your computer.
Wow.
And also, people can... What Aime's husband got me for Christmas was a modem that is a VPN, like a high... He's super, like, guarding everything.
Yeah.
Covers his holes.
He knows what's up.
Yes. He covers all holes on his phones, on his body. All holes are covered by Amy's husband.
Okay.
So he buys me this crazy VPN mode. He's like, he's talking about it. He's like, yeah, turn this on. You can route yourself through anywhere. And
really?
So he says, be sure. We're talking about that article. He's like, I shut my computer down 3 times a day.
You think Amy's husband knows this stuff?
I don't know what he knows. I'm just saying he told me and gave it to me. I have no.
Dude, that's a pretty cool present.
I have no comment on anything to do with that except... That's what he gave me.
Wow.
New Year's was so cold. What did I do for New Year's? Eddie, what'd you do?
I was in Texas, and it was freezing cold. I bought fireworks, and no one was popping them. The neighborhood was, like, dead quiet.
It's funny you say popping. I say shooting.
Oh, no, I pop fireworks.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, but I started it. I went out, and I was like, I don't care, kids. Let's go. We got fireworks. Let's pop them. And so we popped and woke the whole neighborhood up. Some people came out of their houses and started clapping.
What do you mean woke the whole neighborhood up? Wasn't it 11:30?
Well, yeah, it was like 10. But everyone was inside. No one was inside. But when I started popping, the door started opening. Everyone was like, yeah, he's got the spirit. And then that was it. Like, no one else came out to pop.
Did you stay up?
I stayed up till like 12:05. I saw the countdown and kissed my wife and then went to bed. That's it.
I watched some of the TV shows.
Oh, like, did you watch Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, and I thought that was the best of all of them because it wasn't a lot of jibber-jabber.
Yeah.
They would throw to the musical guests a lot. It was a music show, basically, which I liked. That Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen was too much. They just went back. It was just too
much. What
was that on? CNN.
CNN?
Yep. And then I watched Steve Harvey Dude, everybody just looked miserable being outside. Everybody looked so unhappy. It was so cold.
Yeah.
And I was just at home by myself with the dog. And we just watched it on TV and watched the ball drop. But they flashed to the local news right as the ball was dropping.
So just to watch Nashville ball.
So I saw the Eastern time zone with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
But that didn't feel like New Year's.
No, and that's an hour early.
Then I saw Central where we are.
Yeah.
And I watched that on the local. And Keith Urban was out playing. And he looked miserable. Like, he was killing it. And I know the guys in Keith Urban's band. Keith didn't look miserable. The band looked miserable. Because, yeah. I mean, it was 10 degrees. And they're out playing for an hour. And, whew. Yeah, it didn't look pleasant. But I had a little FOMO. I was watching friends on my Snapchat or my Insta story.
Oh, what they were
all
doing?
All at parties, like 5 miles away.
Yeah, but it's overrated. Like
5 miles away. They couldn't give
invite?
Their buddy Bobby an invite.
Dang. Yeah. Would you have gone?
Nah.
Yeah,
I just want to be invited places. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to have the expectation of going. I just want people to say, hey, come on. I did get one invite for a party, but I felt like it might have been a mass text.
How late was the invite? Like, was it the day of?
No, 4 days.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
Yeah. But I felt like it might have been a copy-paste.
Group all their contacts in?
So I didn't. But that's what I did. Lunchbox, what did you do?
I was in Austin, got together with a group of friends, and we drank and gambled and just sort of had a good time, played some ping pong, and that's about it.
How long did you stay up?
Until about 2:30 a.m.
I was up until probably 5. And
5?
Not because I was as soon as I get off for 3 days in a row, I'm back to how I normally should live my life, going to bed at 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I can't do this much longer. Oh, I'm telling you guys, I don't have much left in the tank of waking up early in the morning. I don't know what that means. I had a conversation with our boss over I was like, I can't do it. For my health, I can't do it. I don't know what it means. I have no idea. And I don't know if Amy's coming back. I literally don't know what's happening.
This is too much for our first day back, you know? Like, saying all this. Like, we just started 2018, dude.
I'm telling you, it's just grinding on me. But it was grinding on me before 2018.
Yeah, I know.
I was talking about in October of last year.
I know.
But now that Amy's considering whatever she's considering, may not come back. If she doesn't come back, I'm not waking up.
So if Amy doesn't come back, you're not waking up. Okay.
Okay.
I got a little saved up, you know?
Well, let me call the wife. Let her know we got to save up a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, rainy day. Rainy day fun. Bobby Bones,
everybody. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So much to talk about. We were gone for like 8 months, it felt like to me. To you guys, I bet it felt like a day. Huh?
No, it actually, for the first time, felt like a long time.
Did it?
Yeah, and I was thinking about you. I'm like, man, this must be what Bobby feels like.
I was itching. I could have come back to 26. So yesterday, people were upset at me because we weren't on the air. I was like, I want to be on the air. But you guys, you know, I respect you guys as a vacation.
Yeah, thank you.
I want you guys to have your vacation. See, when listeners would get mad, I would say, if your company said you have this much vacation, wouldn't you take it?
You have to.
And we actually have to take it, or they have to pay us.
Oh.
So, and they're not going to pay us for vacation extra.
I understand that.
So we have to take it. So yeah, I was just, and I told them I would have been here. I don't know, but whatever. I'm here.
We're here. We're ready to do this.
Everybody's back. So, Christmas, good, huh?
Christmas was great. I mean, Christmas is good because my kids get to hang out with their grandparents, and like that's. Like, I don't even think about that stuff. Like, really, if I had it my way, we would stay here. We'd have Christmas at home, me, my wife, my kids. But the fact that they get to see their grandparents, like, it's a big deal to them, and they love it. And my parents love it.
San Antonio grandparents or Dallas?
Both.
Grandparents?
We do half in San Antonio and the other half in Dallas.
Is there any sort of competitive streak between you and your wife to see which grandparents they like the most?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the challenge that we have is just, because it's fun for everyone to go home. It's fun for me to go see my family in San Antonio. And I think for my wife, it's kind of tough. Like, she's just like, I miss
your family.
Yes. Yeah. So it's challenging for her when we're at my family's. It's challenging for me when we're at her family. And I think that's the challenge. And we're not too competitive because the kids just, it's weird, man. They love the grandparents the same. Like, my parents are crazy and her parents are just fun and like sweet and nice. And it's just, I always think like they're going to be bored in Dallas. No, but they're not. They love it.
Do you hear what happened to Lunchbox?
No. What happened to Lunchbox?
Man, we
didn't know what happened to Lunchbox. He didn't know. He got pranked hard.
No way. What?
So, On Christmas morning, we all go downstairs at my parents' house, and we start opening gifts, and I get a present from my wife that says, to me from my wife, and I open it up, and it's just like this little box, like a square box, and on the lid, there's the picture of a sonogram, and you open the tissue paper, and there's a little pair of baby shoes. And I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to be a dad. Like, I start freaking out.
Who's around you watching this?
My mom, dad, brother, sister, brother-in-law, sister-in-law.
Did they know what was in the pack?
Only my brother did, it turns out. He convinced my wife to do this.
Okay.
And he provided the sonogram from when him and his wife were having a baby and an old pair of baby shoes from when the kid was younger. And I'm freaking out. My mom starts crying.
Oh, no.
Because my mom's going to be a grandmother for the third time.
But first with you.
First with me. And I'm just going, oh, my gosh. And I'm hugging my wife. And for like 10, 15 minutes, we're just freaking out.
That long?
Yeah. And then
they let you ride it out that long?
And then they reveal it's a joke. And I was just like, are you kidding me? Like... And my wife starts feeling so guilty. She's like, your brother made me do it. He convinced me because you guys always do pranks and I'm never part of the pranks. And he thought this would be perfect for me to get involved with the pranks. And I was just like, wow, you want to talk about hurt.
Oh, were you hurt?
Like, that hurts. Well, yeah, because you think, oh my goodness, I'm about to be a dad. Like, you're going crazy. You're on cloud nine. It's like, whoa, oh my gosh. Like, and then it's just like, oh. Okay.
Well. A little bit. Don't you feel like you got some of your own medicine right there?
I mean, a little bit, but I thought that was a dirty prank.
It was a dirty prank, for sure, but you dirty prank people, though.
I felt like you could have done something else, like, you know, those fake lottery tickets I did my brother back in the day when he thought he won $100,000 and had everybody going crazy and calling people long distance to let them know he won $100,000. That's a good prank. Tell it, because, you know, we're trying. Like, I want to be a dad. And for the fact that she does that, and I mean, my mom was crying.
Oh, that's
she
the part right there where I'm like, oh, you're...
She had literal tears coming down her face.
She
like,
was so happy, dude.
What did your brother say after? Did he have, like, remorse?
No, he's just like, oh, yeah.
So got like, him.
Even 2 days later, he steps to me and goes, how about that prank?
That's cruel.
Oh. But you found out how you really will feel. Like, that was it.
I wasted it.
No, no. You didn't waste it. Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody. We're back live today. It feels like so much has happened. Producer Raymond, who sits in the glass room and does the audio, went to the Titans football game. And the Titans made the playoffs. So somehow he ends up in a suite with all the... How did you get into that suite, by the way?
I asked our bosses here. I said that I was a huge Titans fan. So was my girl. And we were fighting for the playoffs.
It's all record label people, our big boss, and then Raymond. And it's not even the station suite.
No, it's not. But they got us in. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so Raymond goes and he sees Lindsay, my ex-girlfriend, because she's in the suite too, because it was her record label who had the suite.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Raymond sends me a text and is like, hey, go. You can tell. Don't say who it is, though.
No, I won't. But I have this inside information, so I'm asking if you want it. So it's maybe somebody she's going to start dating.
Oh, boy.
Do you want that?
Well, I already know the story. You already told me. But and
you want it on the air.
Don't say who.
I know.
But you can tell the story. It's fine.
There's they were talking in the suite, and there's an NFL player.
Who's they?
The label people, all her reps.
Was she?
No, they were pitching it to
her. Okay, go ahead.
This NFL player. Oh, he's so sweet. Oh, he stays at home. He never parties. He plays video games. He's the perfect guy for you to date. Oh, you're single. He's single. You need to date him. So they are just pitching this guy hard. And I'm like, man, she might start dating this guy. And he's a star. I'm like, I got to tell Bones. And then I'm like, well, Bones, let me tell it on the air.
What do you think?
Oh, and they would be the new it couple in Nashville.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He is a star. And I was like,
boy.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if she's going to talk to him after the game. And then I looked on the field. Oh, is she down there right now? Is she congratulating him? All these things were racing through my head, and I was just like, this is the start of it all. This is crazy. Bones and her broke up, and now she's possibly going to start dating another guy. I'm like... And I'm seeing all this right in front of my own eyes. Should I tell Bones?
Should I tell her?
You should always tell your friend. Always tell your friend.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it wasn't like she was out searching for these dudes. Her label people are like, let's go. Let's get you dating again.
I mean, what?
Oh.
What do you think, Bones? Like, what's...
It's never comfortable to hear that, but we're not together.
Yeah.
But it has to hurt the NFL player.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you, one of the players that was on the field, I don't want to say who it is, had already come to her before we were dating.
Oh, I know this story. Yeah. Yeah.
Star player. Yeah. And she didn't want to date him. So, do you know, did I say, tell you who that was?
I knew who it was. I don't know if you said it on the air.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah.
Is it the same player?
No.
New player. Dang. Yeah.
Listen, she's attractive, talented.
Yes.
So, I get it. So, listen, it's never comfortable to hear that.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, and I don't even know if they talked. It was just, we're really good friends with an NFL player. We're really good friends with you. Would y'all like to go on a date together? Who knows where it goes from there, but that's what I overheard.
Well, that's uncomfortable for me to hear.
It is. Sure. It's got to be.
But we're not together, and if that's what she does, then that good for her. I just want her to be happy. That's all.
Okay.
I've not been on any date. I've done nothing. I'm not even close. I haven't even thought about it, really.
So if she, just hypothetically.
Go ahead.
If she dates, like, a star NFL player, mm-hmm. does it put the pressure on for you? Like, well, I've got to, like... I gotta go big.
No, I don't care about that.
Because, I mean, what if she's like, they are the star couple. They end up being
I hope so. I don't care if it's a star couple. I just want her to be happy, regardless of what it is.
It's nice of you.
No, it's not. It's honest.
Well, the fact that you feel that way, yeah, that's really,
it's
I mean.
Nice.
It's hard to think that way. Like, I think it's natural to be, well, whatever. She's not my girlfriend anymore. Barf.
Barf?
You know what I mean?
Are you Bart Simpson?
Yeah. You know, like, it's just not something you really want to talk about or even think about. But
I'm a human, though.
I know you are.
Well,
that's cool of your buddy Ray to bring that up. And
yeah, right.
Ray.
I'm glad I was in the suite. We would have never known about this.
Are these people that I know would be kind of like, why are you trying to do that? Would I be disappointed?
Oh, you know all of them.
Yeah.
They're all the label rep people. Oh, they come boy. In here.
Yeah. Oh, they come in this
too? Yeah. Tell. We've all seen
not
them.
Not anymore.
Yet. Spike ball.
Out.
All right. Thank you, Raymond, for the heads up. Well, look at there. Merry Christmas, huh?
Oh, man.
I don't know that
Happy New Year.
I don't know that anything's happening with that. But more power to her. I hope everybody downloads, buys a record. Billboard named Lindsay L's record number one record of 2017.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The number one album in 2017.
That's really awesome.
So, yeah, I just want her to rock it. Whatever she does, I just want her to rock it. Whomever it's with.
Rock it.
Just kill it. She has her new song. It's doing wonderful. Before we left, Lunchbox was yelling at us about Bitcoin. Hey, why don't we buy Bitcoin? What do you mean we? Yeah, mouse in your pocket, we. You can buy your own Bitcoin. So you said you were going to learn and buy, did you?
I signed up for a learn about Bitcoin. It's a 8-week course, and they send you an email.
An 8-week course?
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
And you go to their website, and it'll teach you everything about Bitcoin and how it works and what it's used for and how to buy it and how to acquire it. So I am I'm going to be taking class.
So when he said this, Bitcoin had just drastically fell, right? It just boom.
Yeah.
And so I did some research. I did about 3 hours of research and learned cryptocurrencies and how they mine it. And there's an absolute limit to, you can't just keep printing money like we do in America. Mm. So I bought a bunch.
You bought Bitcoin?
Yeah, it's really easy. It's really easy to buy. You just get a wallet. Like I spent about 3 hours of work.
3 hours, not 8 weeks.
No.
Okay.
No. But I waited for it to hit a hard down.
Yeah, you buy it when it's low.
And I bought it when it's low. And as of right now, because it never stops. It's not like a stock market where it goes only hours. It never stops. So I bought, I'll tell you what, I am up.
You're looking it up right now, so this is serious.
Yeah, I'm up 13% since I bought it.
Dang.
Yeah, so I made a little bit of money. It could bottom out at any time.
Do you have a goal? Like when it hits this, you're cashing out?
No.
Dude.
So, my point is you never do anything. You always talk about things and you never do anything.
No.
With all your business ideas, your snow cone stands, your Bitcoin, it took me nothing. There it is.
He researched in 3 hours.
And I have it. And on my app on my phone?
You signed up for an 8-week course.
Right.
Bitcoin could have been done by then.
You could have made some money, dude.
But that's what I'm saying. I said we should do this. You
There's
guys
no
laughed
we.
At me, and then you go do it without me. So that's what I'm saying.
No, like, we laugh
as a
at
business
you,
partner,
we're not
like,
business partners.
I feel like you went behind my back.
There's no bit. You don't buy the same. You don't have to buy one Bitcoin either, because that's like $16,000.
You're not his business partner.
No, you can buy like $30. Like one Bitcoin right now is $15,100.
Wow. I can't do that. See,
nobody. No, you don't have to. You can spend $20.
All right, I'll give you $20.
I'm not in it with you.
No. and get in on your little app.
I'm not. You owe me $30 anyway from the bet.
Tell me the app.
No, you can research it yourself. I just wanted to prove to you that you always talk.
I signed up for a class, and what did you do? You go behind my back and just one-up me. Like, that's what you always want to do. You don't want to include me in these awesome plans. Bring you plans. I just made you money.
Bitcoin.
You're welcome.
Okay. There you go.
Man.
Hey, Ray, I did buy some Ethereum.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I bought some.
Did you really? Too?
Yeah, I bought a lot of cryptocurrencies. I'm pretty smart on it now. But I don't know if it's going to last.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hate
you. There we go. I saw Dustin Lynch open for Garth after we went on vacation. I went to Garth, like his next to last show.
Yeah, how did he do?
Garth? He did pretty good.
No, Dustin.
Oh, it was good.
It was good?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, everybody's there for Garth.
Because that's hard. That's a hard job.
Yeah, but it's so hard that nobody cares. You could have put a stick man up there miming.
Okay.
It wouldn't have mattered. It was cool for Dustin. I know Dustin. I like Dustin.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Because Garth's coming on and everybody's just like, okay, enough with all this. Just get to Garth.
Let's get to it.
I mean, that place was rabid for Garth.
And then how was Garth?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It was crazy, man.
So cool,
the whole
man.
Place is rocking. He starts sweating like crazy. He's running around like a madman.
Yeah.
So it was the second time I've seen this tour. So it was pretty awesome. And did that. I went out with Amy and her husband and just took it in. It was our second night back.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we did that. Then I went to Hawaii, and that's where I went, my secret. What, it wasn't even a secret. You guys were just so like wanting to know. So I just like, I won't tell you.
We always want to know, and you always do that to us.
Yeah, that's the point.
The definition of a secret.
No. I told some people because I didn't care.
Okay, but the fact that we care.
Yeah, I was like, hold it, Ryan. I got in the elevator. I was in this hotel, and I was on like the 16th floor, whatever it was. I get on the floor, and I'm going down the elevator, and I realize this elevator's not that nice as compared to the other ones. They have like little screens in them.
Here we go.
And so the elevator goes to the bottom floor, and it opens, and there's the kitchen.
You were in the, what's it called? It's the service elevator.
Yeah. So, and I'm like,
what's wrong with you?
I shouldn't be in the kitchen. So I push and try to go back up to my floor, but you have to have a key to beep to go back up.
Yeah.
You can't just go back up. You can't just get in the service. Apparently one of the housekeepers that opened it, I thought it was my elevator. I just got in. And I went down to the kitchen.
I'm surprised you didn't have your phone on. You just kept walking the kitchen and like past the cook.
Oh, no, I did. That's how I had to get out of there.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't go up. So I started walking. I'm in the bowels of this restaurant. I'm looking around. People are looking at me like, what's he doing? But if you just act like you know what's up.
Oh, they don't ask questions.
They don't ask questions. So I'm walking around, walking by the cooks and the food. And
grab some parsley, put it in the pot.
The whole thing. And I can't find where to get out because it's a large hotel. I mean, it's right on the beach in Hawaii.
Goodness.
I've never been to Hawaii before. This hotel's humongous.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the kitchen, lost, and I finally see like a little glimpse of light.
And I'm like, you're in a cave.
I'm like, oh, that's the way to get out. So I beeline over to it, and I walk through the hole, and here I am. I'm out, and I can tell I'm out. But I walk out behind the people that are taking the reservations.
You're behind the front desk?
Yes. And they look over, and they say, excuse me? And I was like, oh, got lost in the kitchen.
Wrong
Sorry
door.
About that. And I just took off and left and didn't even look back. But yeah, it was pretty funny.
Dude, I saw you. You ran into a lot of listeners out there. That's crazy.
Hawaii felt like another country.
Yeah.
I'd never been to Hawaii.
It's
I went
far
to Hawaii
away.
Because there were three places I wanted to go from watching TV. I wanted to go to Full House. I want to go to Japan because of Full House.
Okay.
Because Uncle Jesse went and
during his tour
the Rippers were big in Japan.
Yeah,
right. So I wanted to go to Japan, and then I wanted to go to London because friends went to London,
of course.
And then I wanted to go to Hawaii because the Brady Bunch. That's right.
Yes.
So when I was like, where am I gonna go? I'm by myself. I'll go to Hawaii. Terrible, because for me, I don't like the beach or water. So maybe if I would have went with someone and that made me do things,
yeah,
it'd been a lot more fun. That's fine. It's warm. Been a ton of listeners though.
That's crazy to me.
Fresno State was playing in a bowl game, so I met a bunch of Fresno listeners, Alabama listeners, Boston listeners, Austin listeners.
Yeah.
So there were people that lived there. I went to a restaurant, and there's a picture of me on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I mean it by myself, but the restaurant was a rotating restaurant, and I'm so dumb. I thought those spinning restaurants, the building actually spun. I always thought that. I'd never been to a restaurant that moved.
Is this like high up in the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's up high and it rotates. It's a rotating restaurant.
Explain that.
The restaurant rotates. Only when I got up there did I realize it was pretty stupid of me to think that they built an entire building with hydraulics that the whole building turned.
Yeah, it doesn't?
No. So what happens is you go into it, and it's windows all around, but inside of it, the food part is on like a platform, and it turns inside of the restaurant. So you're rotating the whole time, but the whole building's not turning.
Get out. Dude, I thought the same thing too.
Yeah, so not the best idea if you get really motion sick, which I do.
Just like don't look out the window.
About
just
5 seconds into it, I was like, oh, this is not good. And I went in and I ordered everything immediately. It's just like, even when I'm with someone, I like to order. Here's what I want to drink, my appetizer, this is my meal, and then I like to pay a ticket when it's over and get out of there.
Yeah, no, we know.
So
we've been there.
I'd ordered everything. And the place started spinning after I get nauseous. And when I left, I was like, oh, kind of motion sick. And I didn't know where I was in the restaurant because it had been turning the whole time.
So once again, you find yourself in the kitchen.
So again, I'm behind the front desk. But yeah, that's what I did.
Did you go hiking though? You went hiking, didn't you?
I did go hiking.
That looked beautiful.
Except it's not hiking.
What do you mean?
Where I come from, we would hike. Like, you walk up mountains.
Yeah.
And you have to climb sometimes.
Yeah.
And I went up this mountain, but there was like a cement trail.
Oh, that's not hiking.
It's like a nature walk.
Yeah, no, that's like a walk
like
in the park.
It was like a tilted nature walk. Hmm. There were handrails and concrete. That's not a hike.
Where'd you go up? Like Diamond Head?
That's exactly where I went.
Dude, that's awesome.
Fair.
Yeah, but that's the symbol of Honolulu, of Waikiki.
No. Stop saying it like that.
Dude, yeah, I love Hawaii. Eddie, understand.
Eddie
loves it.
Eddie loves it.
The fact that you were going to Hawaii made me so happy. And I thought like it was going to be like, this is it. But this is going to change Bobby. He's going to love the beach. He's going to love island life, salt life. But I guess not.
I like Wi-Fi.
I know.
I like my dog.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Your room, your bedroom.
I've been trying to stay out of there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just some. Because I just want to, I just stay in my bed the whole time. But nah, in Hawaii, it's fine. I finished my book, I think.
Dude, that's exciting.
So,
you like it?
No.
You happy with it?
No, not yet. Okay. I'll get it sent back to me fully edited. It's been edited like 3 times already.
Is it like turn into paper where they just send it back with like red ink everywhere?
That's what's been happening for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
I write it. I'll write 20,000 words and I'll send it off and chop, 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 expand, chop, expand. So then I have to write again.
That sounds stressful.
Send back again. Chop, expand, expand. And then, okay, acceptable. And then you send it off one final time when it's done.
And then you start taking pictures for it.
We've already picked out a cover and title. We haven't revealed any of that yet, but yeah.
Dude, it's exciting.
It's coming out this summer. I know. I don't know. I thought the last book.
What's it about?
I'm not talking about that yet.
Okay.
It's not about my life. Like
it's
last.
Not?
That's not a memoir, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay, I'll tell you. It's about dinosaurs.
Oh!
Yeah. Bitcoin and dinosaurs. Yeah.
Sorry, Lunch.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Sorry, buddy. So yeah, there's that. But it was good.
It's awesome, man. So you're going to go back to Hawaii?
No. I mean, I guess if I get a woman.
Yeah, take her back to Hawaii.
Wants to go.
Okay.
And I would go somewhere. I didn't go 5 miles from a hotel the whole time.
Yeah, see, that was your problem.
No, I didn't want to go 5 miles from a hotel. It's not my problem.
And you know Hawaii has like 3 other islands, too,
to
check out.
I saw it on the map.
Maui.
Yeah.
Kauai.
That's just not my thing.
Where the lavas are, like the big
volcanoes.
All the volcanoes, the big island.
Listen to this guy.
Did you see it's raining snowing in Tallahassee today?
I just saw it right now.
For the first time in 28 years.
That's crazy.
Snowing in Tallahassee. Boston's about to get nailed by a huge storm.
Oof.
It snowed in Austin on New Year's night in Texas.
I know. It snowed twice in Austin.
Yeah,
crazy. My brother kept sending me pictures because he loves snow.
End of times, man.
I know. It's over.
End of times, man.
Find a loved one. Hold her tight.
Hold her tight. You know something crazy is that I opened up this app. I don't even use the app, but it's called Venmo. And it's just, you pay people through your bank account through an app.
Yeah.
And so I opened it up and there's $58 in it yesterday. Why do I have $58 in this Venmo? Because at one point I was paying people through Venmo. I just got bored with it.
Okay.
So I just started using a credit card. So I opened it up and I had this money in there. I was like, wow. I look and listeners have been sending me $1 with the hashtag Pimp and Joy or some message.
No way.
People trust me with money.
That's crazy.
And so I say, hey, everybody, I got money in my phone here that people are just giving me. Like, why are you trusting me with this money? I could just go buy tennis shoes if I wanted to.
Well, they're showing you their appreciation.
I'm not going to take the money. But how do they know that?
It's true. They don't know that.
It's just straight going to my Venmo account. And my name is Bobby-Bones, right? And I showed people on my Insta story yesterday. So do you want to read this? So I just put that up there. Here's how much money I have right now. You can read it.
You want me to read the amount?
Yeah, listeners are sending it to me. You can read it.
Oh my goodness, you have $260.69.
Listen, keep sending me
what
money.
What is happening?
And I keep telling them.
See, everyone's thanking you.
Why are you trusting me with this?
just a token of our appreciation.
Like, I'm going to give it away. I'll donate it somewhere. I promise. But how do you know I'm telling the truth?
Wow. Like, that's true. They don't know.
You don't know.
They're trusting in you.
I know. Here's one. $1 to thank you for getting me through my commute at work. Your book and show are helping me come up with some new fundraising ideas. Here's another one. So it's $2. Yeah, but that's why. And somebody sent me 69 cents.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny, guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's if you have Venmo, and you can send money if you want, but I don't know why you would. I might go buy new clothes.
You know what?
I'm not going to.
You're
going to
donate to charity? I want to send you
$1. No,
stop it.
Yeah. Do you have my name? It's Bobby-Bones.
Yeah, I have it. I have it.
Yeah, that's what it is. So I have to find a place for this money, but it keeps growing. I don't want to give it away till I get it all in. You know what I mean?
Yes. Hold on. I'm sending you one.
Because who knows? I may just go buy some new socks for the winter. You know?
Okay. All right. Sent to you.
Buy me a new scarf. Yep. I got it.
There you go.
There it is. Thank you. I'm at $261.69.
Oh, my goodness.
People need to just stop sending me money. You don't know what I'm going to do with it. You know Ray got fired from Uber, Raymond?
No.
Yeah.
What did he do?
What happened?
Would you want to know the multiple choice answers of what it could have been?
What could it have been?
Yeah.
Why don't you just tell us why you got fired?
Well, anyways, they said, hey, you've been fired. So I thought, maybe it's the sticker. I don't have a sticker. I didn't really believe in that from the start.
You don't have an Uber sticker on your car?
No, I didn't think it was 100% necessary.
I would never get into your car.
People have. Then it could have been my door. One of my passenger doors doesn't open. It wasn't any of that. It ended up being, apparently my insurance expired and you can't drive for Uber without insurance. So they said, you've been let go by Uber. And then I have to reapply once I have insurance.
Are you going to reapply?
Yes. I want to drive for Uber more, but it was kind of disturbing to wake up and know that my career with Uber was over. And it totally caught me by surprise. I was like racking my brain. I was like, man, did somebody give me a 0-star because my crappy car?
Oh, rhymed.
nice rhyme.
Do you like working and driving for Uber?
Yeah. You get the money instantly. It would be like at the end of this show, you get paid. That's how Uber is.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. It goes directly to your bank account, no taxes either.
Well, you still have to pay taxes.
At the end of the year, but they don't take anything out.
Yeah, but that's not good.
And that's an option. You can do that here.
Right, I know that, but okay. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
That's why most people do it. It's fast cash.
You make good money?
Yeah, you make really good money.
Do you ever get someone say, hey, take me out to this part of the world, and you're like, oh, you got to drive way out?
The farthest was the airport runs, and then I guess like Brentwood, a place 20 miles out of town.
Mm.
Other than that, I'm not going to like... I mean, Kentucky, honestly, is 45 minutes north. I ain't going there.
Well, what if someone says you get in? They get in the car.
You can cancel the ride. It'll show.
Uh-huh.
So then you can just tell them, hey, something came up, can't do this ride. If it's too long, you just make that excuse.
All right, there's Raymond giving us the behind the scenes of Uber after he got fired.
Yeah, he should probably get that insurance done, though, because it's like illegal.
Just in general, not even Uber. It's illegal to like drive around without insurance, period.
Yeah, for sure.
It is if you get in a wreck.
Call the general, dude.
Yes, for a great low rate, just get online.
Yep. TheGeneral.com, dude.
Come on, man.
You got to call the general. That's right. Let Shaq hook you up.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, Brothers Osborne have a new song out on Friday. They teased it on their Instagram yesterday. I'm a big Brothers Osborne fan. Their new song, Shoot Me Straight, here. I don't know if you guys have heard this.
Give me that look to lift me down easy smile. Don't act like I couldn't see you coming for 100 miles. Don't try to find the perfect words. Can't take the pain out of the hurt. Hit me hard, baby, I can take it. It's your move, go on and make it. Make it burn the whole way down. Lay my 6 foot.
There you go, new Brothers Osborne right there. Hit me again.
It's your move, go on and make it. Make it burn the whole way down. Lay my 6 foot, 4 inches out on the ground.
That's funny.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll have me a heart hangover and one hell of a heartache. So pull it on, my child.
whiskey and shoot me straight.
There it is. Come on with that. I like Brothers, man. You know, everybody was in Times Square. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Like a million people. You know, they have no bathrooms out there, so everybody wears diapers.
That's terrible.
There are no bathrooms. What? Zero public bathrooms. Yeah.
Wow.
So you wear a diaper or you just pee your pants. That's no, literally, that's what they do.
That's not good.
And they're like, you can't move around. It's so secure, but no public bathrooms.
Why would anyone want to go down there?
To say you've been down there, to do it once. Yeah. Crazy. The national championship game will be Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah.
Which, listen, I'm an SEC guy, so I'm pretty happy about that. I'm a huge Arkansas fan. So, you know, if you're really into conferences, if you're not playing them, you root for your conference. It's always kind of, you know, you want to beat your brother up, but it's like messing with your brother and you're not, you know, that thing. So I was happy that they both won, but tickets are going for over $100,000.
Whoa.
Wow. 50-yard line seats. And it's the most expensive game ever because they're playing it in Atlanta, and University of Georgia is in Athens, which is close to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Alabama, close.
Yeah.
So they also play the Sugar Bowl in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
So yeah, there you go. It's going to be the most expensive game ever. The Georgia Bulldogs and the Alabama Crimson Tide, January 8th in Atlanta. You can get a box ticket for $114,000.
That's it.
The average ticket price is $3,300. Average ticket price. Yeah. Movie theaters have hit their lowest attendance in 22 years.
Here we go.
Oh, great.
I'm just telling you, they're dying.
I mean, you called it.
Years ago.
And this is Christmas time, you know? Like, that's when everyone goes to the movie.
The number of movie theater tickets in America is going to hit a 22-year low in 2017. Mm. It's Netflix, Amazon, the video streaming. It's people not wanting to go and have to sit in a room that's not theirs, chairs with crummy food. If you have the option at home, you don't want to go drive to it. There's something about an experience occasionally, but not all the time.
Yeah, like my son loves the theater.
Well, he's also 9.
Yeah, and it's magical to him. Like when a movie comes out, he's got to go watch it.
The premiere of The Bachelor was down 30% from last season. Did you like the first episode of Lunchbox or no?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Some of the girls are going to be kind of crazy, but the guy's kind of boring, but the girls always bring the drama, and there's some good-looking ladies.
That guy's been on there before, right?
Yeah, he was on a past season of The Bachelorette, and he thought he was going to be married to Emily Maynard, and she broke his heart at the very end, and he's back. He's more mature, and it's been 5 years, and he's ready to, you know, take that next step.
Down nearly 30%.
Does he have gray hair?
A little bit in his hair.
Yeah, he's got that salt and pepper look.
Huh. I like that. Keeping it real. Representing the old dude.
They probably made him. We need you to look a little different.
We're trying to attract the older crowd.
Yeah, we're trying to look a little more mature. So, yeah, there's that. I didn't watch The Bachelor. I was watching the football game. I watched The Crown. I'm not done with it. I watched...
The Crown is so good. Oddly, really good.
Yeah, it's better than I thought it was going to be.
Me too, man. Yeah.
I feel like I'm learning, too.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm watching a documentary.
And I learned about the queen. I always saw her. I always kind of knew she existed, but I knew nothing about
her.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
It's pretty cool.
I didn't know that she wasn't supposed to be the queen.
Didn't know that
either. I didn't know she was, you know, her uncle was the king, and he quit.
Yeah.
And so he's like, eh, I quit. I'm out. So he advocated at the throne, so they say.
Advocated at the throne.
No, I think it's like advocated.
Oh.
Not advocated.
I don't know. I have no idea.
So his brother got it because he had no heirs. And so Queen Elizabeth is his daughter.
Yeah.
She's like in her 90s now, mm-hmm. by the way. So I watched that. I watched Handmaid's Tale, which was really good. And Amy had talked about that for a year, but it's finally able to download. I don't have Hulu. So I watched Handmaid's Tale, and that show is crazy, but it's great. I watched the movies. I watched Get Out.
Oh, yeah. Is that good?
Oh, it's so good. And I didn't want to watch it. I was totally against it. And Mike D, who has my taste in a lot of ways, he's like, you'll like it. Just trust me. And so I watched it. I was blown away. I was like, this is great. It's Black Mirror-esque, but a movie.
Okay.
I don't like horror movies. And so I was like, Mike, what do you think? And he was like, oh, you'll like it. And then I watched Baby Driver, and I thought it was good.
Not about driving a baby around.
It's not. And that's what I thought. Like, is this like Look Who's Talking? You know, where the baby's a talk?
Awesome movies.
Yeah, back when we were kids.
So funny.
Look Who's Talking was awesome.
Yes.
Because the babies would like talk to each other. It was like John Travolta and Kirstie Alley's voices. Yes. And they'd be like, hey, baby, what are you doing? And she'd be like, hey, where are you going? And we're like, the babies are talking to each other.
Awesome.
That's how we were entertained as kids.
Yeah.
We were so stupid.
I think it was Bruce Willis as the voice, though.
I think John Travolta did one season, too.
Did he?
I think Bruce Willis probably did. Well, then they did Look Who's Talking with two animals, too, mm-hmm. I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look who's also talking. Or
I don't know. Honey, I Shrunk the Talking Kids. But I watched Baby Driver. I thought it was good.
It was good?
Yeah, a lot of cool music.
Really?
Really great. The whole movie's music.
Okay.
Because the kid, who's his name's Baby, and he's a driver, and he has a permanent ring in his ear, so he's always listening to music, and you hear the music he's listening to the whole time.
All right.
But it's pretty good. I mean, I like I watched that. I don't watch a lot of movies, but I did watch those two. I thought they were good.
Did you go see the new Star Wars?
I have no interest.
All right.
No, I'm not hating on it.
I know.
I've never seen a Star Wars.
You're kind of, if you go into it now, you're like, you got to watch like 10 of them, so.
You like it?
Loved it.
It made $1 billion.
Dude, it's probably my favorite one ever made.
A lot of people were hating on it because it didn't hold up to something. I don't know. I just read the headlines.
And you've never watched
it. I've never seen it, so yeah. I just scroll through it.
Yeah.
But why were people upset with it?
Well, I guess like they kind of throw in some humor in it, like cheesy humor, but I liked it because I have kids and
so
I
it's
laughed.
Like the Avengers, like that kind of humor into Star Wars.
Never saw the Avengers, but...
You've never seen Avengers?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, wow.
It's on my list to watch, but yeah, it's a little long, I guess, if you want to complain about something. It's like 2.5 hours long. And yeah, it does get cheesy. There's cheesy moments, but overall, it's awesome.
Do you play HQ on your phone now?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Don't forget 8 at 2 every day.
Well, in 10 too, I think. I think they play
3. It's just 2. Games. 2 o'clock and 8 p.m.
Oh. Yeah, I play.
Have you won any money?
I got to question 11 once. Question 10 a few times.
Okay, lunch. It's trivia.
I know it's trivia. Okay,
it's
exactly
live
it
trivia. And, yes. And you play, and it's cool because the guy is actually live. It's like a little TV when you're playing. It's good.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah, I missed the last question.
You made it to 11?
I made it to 12.
Oh, and then you missed that one.
I missed it, yeah.
The furthest I've gone, that's 7, but that was with my whole family. Like, where all of us are yelling, like...
I think I'm worse with people.
Really? You think you're better by yourself?
Yeah, because I don't trust anyone.
Dude, how awesome to win it.
But you only win, like, $2.
Well, if you split it, like, say,
yeah,
200
Yeah, because, like, a million people play,
correct.
And like, whoever lasts gets the money.
Now, I've seen people split it and only 7 won, where it's, like, you know, $200 each. That's cool.
Yeah.
But that would really be disappointing if you finished and you got like $2.
It's an app called HQ. It's a live trivia. It's like basically Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but you're playing for money. It's free to play.
Yeah.
So I did that. I bought Amy's son a video game.
What'd you get him?
One of the new Game Boys.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And so I gave it to him. I didn't tell them. I just gave it to him. I was like, hey, I got you a gift.
Dude, that's so
wrong. They wanted to kill me.
Yeah, that's wrong.
And I got him like 3 games. And he was like, thank you. And so... she called. She's like, can we get learning games on this? I was like, I don't know. I don't have a Game Boy. I just bought it because I thought it'd be awesome for him.
Dude, any game's a learning game.
And so they went to the store yesterday and they were trying to find learning games.
They find any?
I think they found one because he didn't know English that well.
Yeah.
And so they were trying to find games and she's texting me. She's like, I can't believe you bought this. And then she, you know, is thankful, but she's also, we're close enough where she could be like,
stop doing that.
Now he's not going to put this down. But then she says, I'm not letting him play it. I said, why not? Because he's not 8. He's 7.5. And it says if your eyes aren't developed to 8 years old. It's like, Amy, stop it.
Come on.
You always talked about how you were going to be the cool mom.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're holding him back as a 6
month. Exactly.
Months. But she ended up letting him play, I think.
Dude, don't be the friend that always brings gifts. Don't do that.
I have like, every time.
And I know.
I took her daughter an American Girl doll.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had no idea those things were that expensive.
They are expensive.
And you don't have girls.
Yeah,
so you don't
I've
to
never
deal
bought
that,
one,
but they're expensive.
Dude, that's. Did she like it?
Oh, loved it. Yeah, but I just gave them the presents with mom and dad around.
Yeah, see, now every time they see you, they're going to be like, all right, cool, where's my gift?
Cool.
And you're going to do it every time?
I mean, I'll try. If not, I'll give them $1.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, we got $1 today. Not bad.
Then they'll be happy to see me. Then I can leave.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny.
All that happened. Anything else? Anything else you want to know about?
No, I think that's it for now.
All right.
Mm-mm.
Peace and love.
And happiness.
Yep.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, that's it for today. Appreciate everybody being here. We talked to Amy this morning. If you missed that, you can go and listen on the podcast. Just go to iHeartRadio, search that, and search Bobby Bones Show or iTunes. I'll be doing a BobbyCast for my house tonight. No guest. Just kind of a long form catch up for what happened over the break. Some thoughts about some stuff. So I'll be doing a BobbyCast tonight.
Bobby's got something to talk about.
Yeah,
I
will
see that pop up on my phone.
I purposely. Oh, you talking about that? No,
your
that's
Periscopes.
That's on Periscope.
Yeah,
it's
like
called. I got something to say.
I got something to say.
Yeah.
There, I was looking at him and be like, there he is. Got something to say again.
I was jonesing for being on the air. Like, I miss talking to my people.
Yeah.
And so I would just do a little mini version of the show on Periscope.
Pretty cool.
So I do like 15 minutes.
It always buzzes on my phone. Bobby Bones Live.
Yeah.
I got something to say.
That's the title of it.
I know. Yeah, episode 27.
But anyway, it's the Bobby Cast. We're doing one from the house tonight. If you want to check it out, search Bobby Cast. And you can subscribe. We have a lot of great episodes. I think the last one we did before break was Cassidy Pope, but Chris Stapleton did one, which is a very popular one. That one's flying up the charts. I think our top one is still Jake Owen when I got into a fight with Jake.
Oh, that's the best. And you're weird, dude.
We turned that into getting in a fight with Jake on my podcast to where Mike D, who produces it, thought Jake would leave. He didn't know if the show was going to end. And we got back on track during that, but we went from that to now Jake's doing a show on the podcast network.
Awesome.
Which is funny.
So cool.
So Jake Owen's number one. I think Dirk's is number two all time. Listen to. Because it's an hour conversation from my house. Stapleton's up there. Karen Fairchild is up there. Anybody else in the top five artist-wise? Yeah, that's the artist ones. So just search Bobbycast. We're going to go. But we'll see you guys tomorrow. Appreciate it. See you Thursday. It feels like tomorrow should be Tuesday.
I know.
It's Thursday. Dang. All right, glad to be back today. Gotta go get some sort of sleep.
Yeah, Bobby Mr. Bobby Bones.